seeing this addition to Leopold School. Now, you know, last May, a year ago,
right,
a full additional school building on the Leopold campus was turned down in the referendum. Then they were proposing a seven-room addition with cafeteria. Well, that ended up not really flying. So now they were down to four classrooms and a cafeteria. But where they slipped back to the old process was, well, they weren't sure they wanted to go to referendum just for that.
Sure.
So they come up with what I call a, they can do it, but it's a cockamamie idea of self-bonding for that 2.8 million.
Where the school district essentially bonds itself.
Yep, and takes the payment, the annual payment for that self-bond out of operations money.
Right.
So it takes it away from the classroom, from the teachers, from resources that should be going into student achievement.
Don, who comes up with this nonsense? Who thinks this stuff up down at the school administration building?
Well, I don't know for a fact, but...
Well, I'm not even asking to name names.
Well, I will. But, it, you know, who's at the top? It has to rest at Superintendent Rainwater's feet, and it has to rest at Roger Price's
And Roger feet. Price is?
He is the Assistant Superintendent for Business Services.
Okay.
They're the ones who drive the budget and drive expenditures. So they come up with this proposal. Well, in the proposed budget for next year, there's about $350,000 proposed to pay for this self-funding over the next 10 years for this $2.8 million proposed addition. Well, and then they don't tell you anything at all about the extra 60% that costs the taxpayer.
Imagine that. Imagine leaving out that little fact. We'll talk more about that and all other such things, school board, with my guest, Don Severson, president of Active Citizens for Education. Stay with us, everyone. You're listening to Madison Tonight.
News 3 at 9 on UPN 14. A comprehensive countdown of the day's top news, weather, and sports. Weeknights at 9 on UPN 14. Informed, involved, in touch. News 3 at 9 on UPN 14 on Charter Cable and DirecTV.
I'm Eric Franke on Wednesday's News 3 at 9 on UPN 14. Terry Barr is back from a special assignment to track the top 9 stories of the night. Then, your kid's school setup could change due to a new state law. We'll explain.
You know that car you drive? If you're lucky, it's covered by a warranty, right? So if it breaks down, they'll fix it. But what if a car company actually offered a money-back warranty if it ever broke down? Now, wouldn't that be something? Well, that day is yet to come for car buyers, but it's finally here for gutter protection. Introducing Master Shield. Master Shield's patented design means it will never clog. In fact, they are so confident that it's backed by an unheard-of lifetime money-back warranty. So which would you prefer? The guys who come and clean your gutters when they clog? Or Master Shield, the only company with a money-back warranty? That's what I thought. Call Master Shield of Wisconsin today and say goodbye to clogged gutters forever. Call 1-800-577-2591 and take the $100 Master Shield Challenge. If after seeing the in-home Master Shield demonstration, you purchase a competitor's system, they'll pay you $100. How's that for confidence? But when you decide Master Shield is clearly the best gutter protection system for your home, you'll get $350 off, but only for a limited time. So call Master Shield of Wisconsin at 1-800-577-2591. That's 1-800-577-2591. Certain restrictions apply.
What would I do with some extra cash? I dream big. I'd use my home's equity to pay down my debt. I'd take out my equity and get high tech. I'd make my equity remodel our kitchenette. I'd turn my equity into dreams and my dreams into big, big things.
A home equity loan isn't just for remodeling. With the UW Credit Union, dreaming big is up to you and your imagination.
I want to get my business off the ground. I want to get my kid through college. I want to get a cool car to help me get around. I'd use my equity to dream some big, big things.
Find out how big you can dream with a UW Credit Union home equity loan. Save big by locking a great fixed
fixed rates before rates go higher and pay no closing costs. Rates are as low as 6.5% annual percentage rate as of April 28, 2006, based on repayment term and loan-to-value ratio. This offer is subject to credit approval and property insurance is required. So apply today and close today at uwcu.org. We're an equal housing opportunity lender. UW Credit Union, all yours, all the time.
Madison Tonight continues now with Brian Shimmy on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
That vacuum cleaner sound that you hear, the money going out of your wallet to the Madison Metropolitan School District. And you know what? Don Severson, president of ACE, people have, you know, in past years, I would say, that people have heard that vacuum cleaner coming every year, and they basically have said, go ahead. I mean, take more. We're willing. I mean, we have, in this city, I always say we have had a Pavlov's dog reaction to the school board saying, we have to spend more money. It's for the children. It's for the children.
And if you don't send it to us, you're not for the children.
And you're not for the children, then we'll be throwing them into the snowbank. So I think we're getting over that a little bit because, frankly, largely because of the school board's own inaction and, in some cases, inaction.
Right. If you want to look at it, there's enough money there to make a better difference, a more effective and efficient performance. But we've been in this syndrome about send us more money, we'll spend it. And
exactly.
don't analyze what it is we're doing in any way, shape, or form. Because we might find out that it's not working very well.
And so really it's been, I mean, that's why we have to have these people on the board that are asking, and yourself, frankly, to be asking these questions. I mean, we have just put up with additional spending every year, and people in this community, they have been very willing and frankly, very, very, very generous over the years. Has it spoiled this school board into just thinking, you know, we've got an open checkbook, we can keep this up, while working people in this city go, you know what, I can't do that anymore.
That's right. There is a limit. Well, there are revenue caps as well, which you would think would induce the school board to look at ways in which they could be more effective, do things differently, and focus the effort and the energy mm-hmm. toward the classroom and for performance and achievement, help the teachers,
sure.
help the kids, to get the parents better involved and so on. But no. It hasn't worked that way.
On line one is Elise. Elise, welcome to Madison Tonight with Don Severson.
Hi, Don. I was at the school board public hearing last night.
Oh, sure.
And
now,
I don't
this was
know
where, was this at Memorial, or where was this last
at
night?
Memorial.
At Memorial High
did
School.
Did you stay till the end?
Yes, I did.
Okay, then you heard me speak. I was the one who asked about the reading programs and
oh, yes.
complained
sure.
about the cost of the one they had chosen. And what I want to say is that what I really found frustrating was Mr. Rainwater's dismissive attitude towards me. And I had brought up that there was research showing that the program we were using is not effective at all, and
yes.
it costs much more, and which I had discovered it through statistics, a publication by the Department of Statistics at the university, who obviously doesn't have a dog in the fight. They're not selling a reading program at the Department of Statistics. But he just said, oh, no, we're not using that program anymore. We're using a blended or balanced program. And it's one of the school board members who shall remain nameless said later, same old blank, different name.
That's right.
And it is, I know, I told him. He said, no, we're not using that method at all anymore. But when my son was in for second, third grade, that's what they were using. It doesn't matter for my kids. I can teach them at home. I mean, they learned to read before they went to school. But for the kid who needs help,
right.
why not use the most effective? But what really bothered me was his attitude towards me, a member of the public.
You're talking about the superintendent.
Mr. Rainwater, the superintendent, was
Don,
so hostile.
Don, what about that?
Was this your first experience with that, Elise?
Oh, no. Oh, no, I've been to many meetings.
Okay.
I have to give up money to go to that meeting.
Elise, frankly, I'm concerned about your masochistic tendencies. You're like Don here. You go and keep taking it. Don, what about that? Is the superintendent, is that your impression of it?
Well, that's been the attitude of the administration and several of the board members, that if you challenge or if you have a different idea, you get dismissed, and it isn't worth anything, and they don't consider it whatsoever. And you're exactly right, Elise, that by any other name, a rose is still a rose, and some of that still exists. They have a reading recovery program that has been going on for several years. They spend $8,000 a year per child for over 300 children. Oof. In this reading recovery program, and they only get 47% success rate of kids reading at the third grade level by the end of third grade after 3 years. And so they don't want to change it.
So the recovery rate is not necessarily good.
That's correct.
And reading, you and I have talked about this program before. Didn't we turn down federal money? Was it
$2 million?
No Child Left Behind money? Or something like $2 million, and we turned it down because of what?
They
didn't like it. They didn't like the program.
That's right. They didn't want to implement it, yet in many ways that program is very similar to what they're doing in other regards.
Okay.
But because, in large part, it's a part of No Child Left Behind and the liberal mentality of a majority of the board members don't want to have anything to do with anything that might smack of conservatism.
So $2 million basically gets put in the school board ashtray and lit on fire for no particular reason whatsoever. And Elise, thank you for your call. I'm kind of astounded by some of the financial decisions. Now, one good thing that has happened is that they have put somebody who knows how to count in charge of the finance committee of the board, that being the new vice chair, Lori Kubsa.
Right.
So where does that get us? I mean, she's still not in the majority on the board. Is that a positive development? Or frankly, and this is not, I mean, we love Lori Kubsa. She's great, terrific new board member. Is it a positive development, Don Severson, or is it elaborate window dressing?
It's both.
Really?
Yes. Lori will do a great job, but the effectiveness of what she can do will be somewhat minimized and challenged by the majority. It may not go very far.
So they can do what they want in that committee. If it comes to a 4-3 vote, we're still on the receiving end.
That's
yeah.
Right.
321-1310, 321-1310. If you're outside the Madison area, 1-877-235-1310. Or you can email me directly at brian1310@wibamail.com. Feel free to join our discussion with Don Severson, the president of Active Citizens for Education. So $2 million lit on fire in the school board ashtray. It seems as though, to me, Don Severson, they have a pattern of making bad financial decisions on either bad information or not enough information.
Or ignoring the information they have.
Or ignoring the information they have. You and I have talked about this the last couple of years, and we've been on the show together many times. The school board that we've had the last couple of years, and it's getting better now, thank God, but this is one of the worst school boards I have ever seen. And I've lived in this town all of my life, and I've even had liberals, past liberals on the board, who I pretty much don't agree with on much, including Nan Bryan, but I've also said to them, at least even though I don't agree with you, I've known that you've looked at decisions, and while you came to a different decision than I would have come to, at least I know you know what you're doing. With this group, I'm not so sure.
No, I'm with you. I worked with the Department of Public Instruction for several years, and I was in virtually every school district in the state and worked with administrators and school boards and special teachers and so on, and I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, I'm just, I'm astounded, and I'm astounded at their willingness to believe their own rhetoric on some of these issues. You know what? You obviously do you take blood pressure medicine?
Yes, I do.
That's it, there, folks. I mean, I that explains quite a bit to me. Blood pressure medicine, a couple of aspirins a day—that's the only thing that keeps the guy under control. Stay with us, everyone, for more of Don Severson, president of Active Citizens for Education. Stand by for news.
News Talk 1310, WIBA.
You're having that dream again. The one about owning a John Deere lawn tractor.
Hey, wake up! The MHI Open House is this Saturday, May 13th in Mount Horeb. You could be riding away in green. Enter to win the new John Deere 115 riding machine. Or MHI may send you and a guest to see Tim McGraw on Faith Hill in Madison. What's not to love? Test drive any John Deere lawn tractor and receive a Culver Sunday. Enjoy dollar hot dogs and $2 brats. MHI Open House in Mount Horeb this Saturday, May 13th.
Once in a generation, there comes a theatrical event of such power and electricity that it changes the course of musical theater. Such a show is Evita.
Tony Awards, including Best Musical. Evita is a story of strength and courage, of intrigue and romance.
The Fireside Theater in Fort Atkinson presents a brand new production of a seldom-seen classic show, featuring stunning music, exciting dances, and a talented professional cast of young Broadway and regional actors. Evita should be a must-see event for every lover of great theater.
So call 1-800-477-9505 or go to the web at firesidetheater.com for your chance to experience this unforgettable show, Evita at the Fireside.
Start your day with Madison in the morning.
For giving the place away on Thursday, join us early in the day for Madison in the morning. We count the hits. Our Mother's Day giveaway is continuing. And your chance to win brand new books honoring the magic run by the men's and women's hockey Badgers. Brian Olson with a cool, almost fall-like forecast. Posting with the day's sports. See you Thursday on Madison in the morning.
From the Amcor Bank News Center, this is continuing team coverage on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
It's 7:30. I'm Mike King. Cooperation is their goal. Corrections officials from Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan have been meeting in Madison to look for ways to work together to track sex offenders. Wisconsin Department of Corrections Secretary Matt Frank says one of their concerns is keeping tabs on offenders who cross state lines. A proposal to deny state benefits to illegal aliens should be vetoed by Governor Doyle. That's the hope of Charity Ellison, director of the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families. Ellison says there's no proof illegal immigrants are benefiting from any public assistance programs in the state. The backer of a proposal to cut down on false alarms in Madison says while he expects the verified response idea to be tweaked a bit, Alderman Paul Skidmore says there's not much support for the solution to be enforcement-driven. Police say 97% of alarm calls are false. The forecast from 27 Weather Central, mostly cloudy this evening, becoming windy, rain developing late, a low of 45. From the Amcor Bank News Center, I'm Mike King.
Brad Kane here, BT Kane Group Financial. Mention the American dream at closing, get free gas for a year on us. I had a customer who called, had seen three other lenders. We were able to save them tens of thousands because we had the lowest rates, the lowest fees, and closed a loan in 8 business days. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, don't wait. Make sure to shop around because we guarantee the lowest payment. Remember, mention the American dream at close and receive free gas for a year on us. Call today, 833-9989. That's 833-9989.
Have you ever noticed a beautifully potted plant or a garden full of color and flair and thought, wow, I wish I could do that? Well, thanks to the gardening experts at Miracle-Gro, achieving success and being the envy of your neighborhood is as easy as 1, 2, 3. The knowledgeable people at Ace Hardware, your local Scotts Lawn Pro retailer, will tell you that all beautiful plants start with a strong soil. Miracle-Gro garden soil and Miracle-Gro potting mix are the number one step when planting. Using a premium soil provides stronger roots, durable plants, and bigger and better blooms, especially in hanging baskets where special AquaCore technology holds the water until your plant naturally needs it. Secondly, remember to use Miracle-Gro shake and feed in ground gardening and container gardening too. This slow-release granular food is designed to feed your plants for up to 3 months. Essential when planting annuals, perennials, trees, or shrubs. Lastly, every 2 weeks, remember to use Miracle-Gro Pro Select plant food exclusively at Scott Lawn Pro retailers like Ace Hardware. As you can see, beautiful gardens are as easy as 1, 2, 3 with Miracle-Gro and your local Lawn Pro retailer, Ace Hardware. Stop in today. You'll be glad you did.
Ah, remember how good the kitchen smelled when Mom baked her homemade cookies for you? And the taste? Mm-mm. Well, get Mom out of the kitchen this year for Mother's Day and instead send her a freshly baked cookie bouquet from Cookies by Design. At Cookies by Design, every arrangement is baked from scratch, just like Mom's, and hand-decorated in designs you have to see to believe. Check out all the creative designs at cookiesbydesign.com or see them for yourself in the store at 7414 Mineral Point Road. Better yet, just pick up the phone and order your treat for Mom from Cookies by Design at 829-2939.
WIBA AM is participating in a multi-market contest with other radio stations called Your Prize. Due to technical problems beyond our control with the telephone lines, this contest has been temporarily discontinued until repairs are completed. All prizes will be awarded. Listen for the continuation date of this contest to be announced by this station.
Madison Tonight continues now with Brian Schimming on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
I want to remind you once again, WIBA AM and ESPN will be working with Buckets for Hunger on their annual charity event. It will be June 9th at Monona Terrace. The Monona Terrace Convention Center, our very own, our guy, our man, the connection, the big cheese, Mitch Henk, will be the MC host of the event this year. Remember, mark it on your calendars, June 9th at Monona Terrace. Buckets for Hunger, WIBA AM and ESPN. Be there. I am going to be there. Don Severson from Ace, you should be there. you should think about being there.
How about that?
My guest, Don Severson from Active Citizens for Education. We're taking your calls at 321-1310, 321-1310. If you're outside the Madison area, 1-877-235-1310. On line one is Larry Winkler. Larry Winkler, welcome to Madison Tonight.
Well, thank you very much. Hi, Don.
Hi, Larry.
I have a question for you. Thanks for sending around your position papers on the budget.
Sure. Your position, the A stuff, yeah. Is terrific. It is terrific.
Don, I want to know about the 30 cuts in the FTEs. I know it's the number of times we've discussed, or a number of people have been discussing, putting some of those research teachers back into the classroom. Are you also proposing that? It wasn't part of your position paper specifically, but of those 30, would you put anything back into the schools directly?
Oh, yes. They would have to by union contract because they are all on teacher contract. So they would,
of course,
they have the right to go back to the classroom, which I think they should because obviously, they were identified as excellent teachers at one point in time.
Sure,
it's just the role that they're in now that a lot of people are saying is not being used as effectively as it could be, and it's very expensive for what we're getting out of it.
Yeah, could I ask an additional
sure,
question?
Sure, absolutely.
There? Yeah, but what would be the reduction in cost? Because that's part of the budget cut piece. Would there be an actual reduction in costs, or would we just get better service for our kids?
Well, if you're looking at 30 FTEs, you're looking at almost $3 million. Because with salary and benefits, mm-hmm. because they're at the top of the salary scale, you're looking at about $100,000 a piece average. So that's $3 million. And mm-hmm. that's only half. Those 30 are only half of those resource people because for some reason or another, at some time or another, another half of those, another 35 or so, were shifted out of the general operations budget during this last year into Title I and taken out from general operations. And I asked why, and I got no answer.
All right. Thanks, Don.
Sure. Thank you for your question.
Larry, thanks so much for your call. Don, what infuriates me about this board, well, lot of things, but what they threaten us with our own money. That's what they do. They play this game of when they gotta squeeze budgets and do some things, they look for the place that folks are gonna go, ugh, I don't want to go there, that's not where I want to go. Not because you don't have to look at all things, But it seems like they threaten taxpayers with their own money.
Well, yes. And they throw out these lightning rods to create competition and combativeness among supporters of various programs like athletics, like fine arts and strings programs, you know, whatever. And they have the competition for people to fight for supportive programs that are important to them. And don't look at other places. You know, for 5 years in a row now, the administration has thrown out the possibility of cutting strings at the fourth and fifth
and
grade level.
It was in the paper again yesterday, I believe.
Sure. It probably was again today. I don't know. I haven't seen the paper yet today. But there were some public speakers last night at the forum commenting on the strings program. So, you know, it comes up every year.
It's amazing. Well, actually, let's go to a caller first. On line two is Linda. Linda, welcome to Madison Tonight.
Hello. How are you doing, guys?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Thanks.
I have a question about why we continue with the Lawson-Davidson system, the computer system with the district. The university cut its losses. The state cut their losses with their provider. Why? What's in it with Madison that we have to keep continuing, and we just paid out another $36,000?
Now, Don, before you start this, we're heading into Greek here, so give it to us in English.
In English,
Lawson Davis. I mean, no offensive, but I look, you know, Don, I look stupid for a reason, and so you got to explain this to me.
Well, I wouldn't call it a stupid look. I'd call it an ignorant look, and you can get over that.
Oh, okay. Not sure I should take that well, but
well, you know, ignorance.
Yeah. You can solve that.
That can be solved.
Yeah.
Right. Right. No. What Linda is referring to is a software system that the district has been installing to do the accounting system, to do payroll, to do the grade reporting system,
Okay. And
those kinds of things. And they've been paying millions of dollars. They're up over $3 million, I think close to $4 million now that installing this system, and it isn't working. But nobody's raising any issue with it or have taken that particular issue on as far as the school board is concerned.
So the state has got that one out to see, but we continue to hang
well,
on.
Well, the university.
Or the university, I'm sorry.
The university system was trying to install a similar system. It's a customization.
Sure.
To the entities like the university, like the Madison school system. But and that's where a lot of the cost comes in.
Sure.
And those systems are only going to be as good as the information and the platform on which the employees of the district or the administrators, I really should say, those administrative employees give those consultants.
So you're saying we're hanging on to this?
Well, yeah. They
so far.
And it's something that should have very, very close scrutiny and
so,
hasn't been.
Linda, are you... Are you feeling better now?
Well, no, because even the school's internal tech staff are saying, dump it, get rid of it. They did
really?
From the beginning. Absolutely.
Yes.
We have only one person who is pushing for it. And I guess as a taxpayer, I would like to know what's behind the one person pushing for it. When your people that have to do the servicing on it are saying dump it, it's not working,
right?
Why do we keep putting the money into it, and we just paid another $36,000 again? You know, why don't we just cut our losses and move on? There's got to be more to this.
Linda, thanks for your call. Don Severson, banging the head on the wall. I mean, do they do it on purpose? Do they videotape it and put it on community cable? I mean, I don't understand when decisions like this don't get made. I mean, do we not have enough information? How much more obvious does it need to be?
Well, it's kind of two things. One, it's just one dang thing after another.
Yeah.
And I spend probably 35, 40 hours a week dealing with this stuff, and it isn't anywhere near enough.
Right.
Because you have to keep digging, keep fighting, and then when you're on the outside.
When you're on the outside, let it just be said, they're not interested in helping you.
Well, and they're not interested in receiving any help.
Another good point made. I mean, they are not interested in receiving any additional help. And you know what, Don? The honest truth is, you couldn't pay me to be on that school board. You could not pay me enough to be school superintendent. But and I'm glad that folks run, and it doesn't matter the liberal concern. I'm glad that people run. But the bottom line is, we expect people when they elect them. I mean, there's only seven of them there. We expect them to provide good education to our kids and to be a watchdog for taxpayers. And yet the problems continue to mount up, and the inaction is just mind-boggling.
Well, and going back to this Lawson-Davidson thing that Linda brought up, the budgeting process and the communications with the board has given them enough extra each year in terms of information, and they can get a quicker response on some of the things they ask for, that Robarts and Cubsa and now Mathiak ask for. There's some better response to that, but it isn't the whole picture, and it's not real. You can't even do they don't even do the crosswalks. 2 years ago in a board meeting, when they converted to the accounting system to this new software, I asked the superintendent, did you run the new system parallel with the old system until you knew the bugs were out and you had crosswalks?
Which
back
just makes sense.
Yeah. No, was his answer. And I said, why not? That's business 101, Rainwater. And he says, well, I suppose we should have. That was his response. You know, that kind of goes back to a lease. You know, you get dismissed.
Millions of dollars at stake. And by the way, they're your dollars. And we get decisions like that. A little bit frightening.
Or lack of decisions.
But if you think that's frightening, we'll be back after the break to frighten you some more. Stay with us, everyone. You're listening to Madison Tonight.
If you don't get your local news here, then you don't get it. News Talk 1310, WIVA.
Hi, I'm Bee from Cherokee. Have you ever been out to Cherokee? We're a 1,300-acre community on the north side of Madison, surrounded by 4,500 acres of untouched land. We have an 18-hole golf course, a year-round driving range, 8 indoor tennis courts, 4 racquetball courts, a fitness center, formal and casual restaurants, 275 single-family homes, and 800 condominium homes. We also have 4 swimming pools. There are 4 outdoor clay tennis courts under construction right now. This is a new venture for us, and we're all excited about it. We hope this will be something for all of us to enjoy. We're just within walking distance of the environmental Cherokee Marsh. Come out to see this wonderful community called Cherokee.
Hey, when you pull into the driveway, take a look. Has the weather put your home under the weather? Call America's number one siding company, Amazing Siding. Now for a limited time, installation is free. Plus, no money down, no interest, and no payments for 1 year. Amazing Siding is different. In side-by-side tests, people can't tell cedar wood from Amazing Siding. But Amazing Siding is maintenance-free. You'll never paint again, and it doesn't crack, chip, or dent. Plus, its special solid core insulates 400% better. And no one has a better warranty with guaranteed energy savings. Cut maintenance, save on energy costs, and increase the value of your home with Amazing Siding. Act now while installation is free. Plus, no money down, no interest, and no payments for 1 year. Call for details. 1-800-4-SIDING.
Call Amazing Siding, and you'll never paint again.
Never.
1-800-4-SIDING. Amazing siding, amazing savings. 1-800-4-SIDING.
Well, there's a couple reasons I go to Chalmers Jewelers. I know when I go to Scott's, a couple things. One, I'm going to get a fair price. I'm going to get quality merchandise. If I got a problem, I know he's going to be there tomorrow, next month, next year, 10 years from now. If you haven't been there, really need to get there just to see the difference, to see how well-trained the staff people are, how courteous they are.
Chalmers Jewelers in Middleton.
Value and service are why you voted Chalmers Jewelers the best of Madison.
The face of Home Health United is the face of your community.
The Home Health United staff are your neighbors, sisters, brothers, and friends.
Home Health United serves your community with hospice care, visiting nurse service, companion care, and a complete line of home medical equipment, including the latest in telemonitoring.
If you or a loved one is facing a difficult health condition, rehabilitating after surgery, or approaching the end of life, call Home Health United today at 1-800-924-CARE.
One call, peace of mind.
Madison Tonight continues now with Brian Schimming on Newstalk 1310 WIBA.
Welcome back to the program. My guest, Don Severson, is president of Active Citizens for Education. You can join our discussion with just a few minutes left, about 10 minutes left, 8 minutes left, 321-1310, 321-1310. If you're outside the Madison area, 1-877-235-1310, or you can email me directly at brian1310 at wibamail.com, brian1310, one word, at wibamail.com. Don Severson. Speaking of Greek, Fund 80. You know, Fund 80, here we go. Fund 80 a couple of years ago was just this line in the budget, and people, Fund 80, they're like, okay, well, what about Fund 81? You know, I mean, it's like people didn't really know what they're talking about. Now, Fund 80 has kind of, it's getting talked about in guest editorials in the paper, including just the last couple of weeks from former board president and still current member Carol Carstensen and now new member Lucy Mathiak. Give us Fund 80 in English first and tell us why it's a hot potato right now.
Well, Fund 80 is the community services fund where the school district within that has the Madison School and Recreation Program.
Okay.
In other words, the summer softball leagues and the winter basketball leagues and a whole variety of other things that the school district runs. So that's a part of Fund 80. There are a variety of other programs that have gone into Fund 80 for payment.
So you're saying programs that taxpayers, they're paying for it anyway, but were it part of the regular school budget that now seems to have mysteriously found their way into the Fund 80 budget.
Well, not so mysteriously, but without accountability.
There you go.
Or policy direction, because the board has refused to do that.
Okay.
After school programs are in there, and the board or the administration a year or so ago summarily removed some of the public or private organizations like the YMCA, After School Inc., and so on, who have been running after school programs for 20 years.
Well, now, Fund 80, Don Severson, has turned into the budget boogeyman because all these other things are showing up in Fund 80. Why is that a problem?
Well, it's a problem because it's a fund that is outside of the revenue caps. So there is no lid on expenditures in that fund, but it is funded from taxpayers at the same mill rate as general operations revenue under the revenue caps.
Okay, so there's no money coming from the same places, but but no caps. There's no control on it, and it is now grown ridiculously large. To what extent in the last, 5-10 years?
In the last 5 years, since 2001, when it was taken out from under the revenue caps by the legislature,
okay,
it has grown from $2.8 million 5-6 years ago to $11.3 million today.
So we have another $9 million in the account and growing. The school board seems to be using it as a bit of a cookie jar, let's say. I mean, they're paying for some necessary programs there. Other things that are in there probably should not be there. It has become a larger issue of late, as I say, editorials in the papers about it. where is this thing going? I mean, we do need to be concerned about this because right. It is suddenly turning into the slush fund.
Right. Well, of the $11.3 million, there's a little over $8 million of that is taxpayer funded.
Okay.
The rest of that, $3 million plus, is derived from fees paid by participants, adult participants in the school recreation programs, by student fees for after-school extracurricular activities that are run by MSCR.
Okay.
Out of this fund. But those fees, those adult fees and so forth, have not been adjusted for years. And so what we've been calling for is a functional audit and cost analysis of all programs, services, and administrative operations in Fund 80.
Let me guess, who doesn't like that idea?
Well, the administration and majority of the board. Because you talk about dismissive.
Why did Don Severson from ACE, why do they resist this kind of accountability? Well, you know what? To me, they would get credit with the taxpayers. They would build at a time when the board has taken, you know, kick after kick after kick from the taxpayers in the last couple of years. It's like, thank you, sir. May I have enough? I mean, they just keep coming for it. Why do they resist this accountability when people in this town, I mean, the reason people leave the city, if you look at the focus groups, they leave because of taxes and schools. That's why they leave. The research is all over that's why they leave. And people generally have thought that we've had good schools in the city, and generally we have had good schools, I should say, and good teachers in this city. But when the taxes get too high and you don't have the kind of education that you want, and the district is facing more and more problems all the time, that's when people go, you know what? I have a couple words for you. Here they are. Fitchburg, Middleton, Verona, McFarland, Oregon, Wanakee. They leave. Why doesn't the school board take the opportunity to provide accountability so people can go, okay, it's worth it?
Well, my perception of that is that they don't want to be accountable, because if they were accountable, they couldn't shift stuff around like they do. And they've had the mentality for years that if we want it, they'll give it to us and we'll spend it. So send us more money, we'll spend it. And that's been that kind of mentality. And that's been all right with the majority of the board, because they have supported in the past doing anything they can for everybody they can do it for, regardless of what the cost is.
Don Severson, unfortunately, we are out of time. Give it to us in 20 seconds. What's your website so people can find out more about ACE?
ActiveCitizensForEducation.org.
And there is much too simple. Say it again.
ActiveCitizensForEducation.org. And there is another website that I would refer people to. And that is SchoolInfoSystems.org. SchoolInfoSystem.org.
It doesn't get any better than ACE and Don Severson. I recommend that you go to those websites, folks, and watch these people.